Go Inspire presents Trapped in the Game, A Video Game Addiction by Patrick Wincent. Narrated by Sean Michael Smith.
Preface. I was probably a fairly normal kid growing up in the suburbs of Malmo in the 1970s. Hanging with friends, having yard fights, and hanging by the skateboard ramps. Riding my BMX and coming home late on summer nights. Tired and happy. Friends were important, and it was important to be part of something. To be one of the gang. I probably wanted to be in the center of things more than others, surrounded by friends and validation. I got validation at home, of course, from my mother and father, but perhaps it wasn't enough for a guy who, as a growing adolescent, felt more and more insecure of his own worth. As said, I was probably a fairly normal kid growing up in the suburbs of Malmo. Validation was given to me for being good at different things, and I got validation when I was made sure of always having the coolest stuff. Everybody wanted to be with me then. It was one of those cool stuffs that became my entrance to the world of games. Suddenly, I was the one in school who had the new Atari computer, and everybody wanted to be my friend, and I chose who got to play Pong with me. Later, when Donkey Kong and Frogger came, both advanced video games at that time, I played even more. I was pretty famous in school for being good at these games, and as long as the validation and the friends were around me, I kept going. It wasn't like it was a dreary occupation either. Playing was fun. The heavens opened when the computers named Commodore 64 and Amiga 500 came. I put away my BMX, rolled my skateboard under my bed, and no longer had any time for yard wars on summer evenings. My friends and I parked ourselves by the computer. We sat there every day of the week. The only thing that attracted us, when we weren't absolutely forced to be in school, was the video games, and if we didn't play at home, we were hanging out in the game arcades, huge game arcades, where I got even better at playing. The arcades became my second home. I was a gamer. I was a skilled gamer. I wasn't just Patrick. One day it all fell apart. My mother and father got divorced. My father went on in his life, and my mother was so grief-stricken that I, in some way perhaps, lost them both in different ways. The difficult period they went through became my most difficult period as a child. Suddenly, I found myself with a feeling of being completely abandoned. But to show your own grief when you are in your teenage years isn't easy. Easier is to be angry, and that I became. Not least when shame burned over not having a father who could do homework with me, as my friends went on about them having. I was angry, and the loneliness felt pretty hopeless. I turned to the only friend that never failed me, the one who was always there, the one who comforted me and made me feel good and made me forget all the hardships. I parked myself by my computer games. It was in the video games I got to forget all hardships. The games helped me rest and relax. In the games, I was invincible. In the games, I didn't have to think about fitting in at school, or that I didn't have parents that I felt cared about me. Today, I can see that it was there. I lost my balance. But I can, at the same time, see how easy it was for me to make the choices I made. It was to survive a trying period. But had I known that it would also be the beginning of a journey that almost killed me, maybe I would have chosen differently. Maybe not. I started drinking when I was 15 years old. One more thing to make me forget, escape, and disappear. It took many years before I realized that I had hit bottom. It was when I one day woke up in a strange apartment with strange people around me and with a blackout of almost 24 hours, and my only thought was to take my life. My road to sobriety gave me many valuable insights. But I had still not found my own fundamental security. The video games were still there, and when alcohol no longer was an alternative, I took up my game console again and fled from the anxiety, the stress, and the demands. I was a grown, sober man who rapidly started to play just as much as I had done before. The adrenaline kicks, the validation, the diversion. Work was still manageable. I got a son who grew up and I showed him the games. We found a common interest in the games. I was only being a fairly good father who was having fun with my son. Days passed. Nights passed.